What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan.
Having for the better part of my adult life been married to a public educator, one thing I've come to realize is that if you can find a really good math teacher, that's somebody that you need to hold on to in the public education system. Because math is not something that most people warm up to. It's not something that people say, you know, gee, I want to take as many math classes as I can in high school, including AP and all those sorts of things. Most people are scared of math. It comes through all the time. I hear it at college even, you know, with my students. But, you know, there was a math teacher in Danvers, Massachusetts, back in 2013. She was only in her mid-20s. She was bright. She was in a position where she was attempting to teach her students about the complexities of math and the functions. But unfortunately for her, this young lady would never finish out her career because at the age of 24 years old, she was attacked, raped, and murdered within the walls of her own school. I'm Joseph Scott Morgan, and this is Body Bags. Have you ever had that moment where you're talking to somebody, and you know the term trigger gets used a lot nowadays, and I don't put as much stock in it as many people do, because you know if you look for things to be triggered by, you're going to find them. Trust me.
At the end of the school day, Colleen Ritzer, was meeting with Philip Chisholm and another student, and they were talking. The other student was there for help with math, and I don't know if Chisholm was there for help with math or whatever, but Colleen Ritzer was not discussing algebra with them right off the bat. She was connecting with these students, 14-year-old Philip Chisholm and this other student who has remained anonymous all throughout. But she told us this unnamed student said that while they were both there after school for a little help with the algebra class they were dealing with, Colleen Ritzer was talking to them about personal stuff and actually mentioned the state of Tennessee. See, Philip Chisholm at 14 had only recently moved to Danvers, Massachusetts. He had come from Tennessee. His mother and father divorced in Tennessee. They had a very difficult marriage, a lot of accusations. But finally, Philip Chisholm's mother decided to leave Tennessee and move to Massachusetts with her son, Philip, and daughter. They settled into a small basement apartment, and Philip was not happy with it, apparently, because while he was at this after-school help session, and apparently, according to the other student that was there, she saw a change in Philip Chisholm immediately. And it took a minute for the teacher to pick up on it, and she stopped talking about Tennessee. But Philip Chisholm, the other student said, really shut down and started talking to himself, saying words to himself out loud that this other student, she was impacted by it.
For this set of circumstances, if you have this, and particularly if you're, you know, I'm thinking about this through the eyes of an investigator, but if you have that moment in time where you get this kind of brooding, dark, malevolent kind of presence that's there almost out of nowhere, she recognized this and she changed subjects at that point in time. And I think, you know, some people do things, I think, in communications with folks, and they don't care what they say or how the individual reacts. They'll just completely bulldoze over them and completely talk about this thing that's irritating somebody. Maybe they're doing it to be mean-spirited, or maybe they're doing it because they have no self-awareness. But in this particular case, I think that this was kind of a portent of things to come. And it happened, Dave, in a twinkling of the eye, essentially, where this thing really went from 0 to 60 in just a very short period of time.
Philip Chisholm, the 14-year-old, accused of murdering and raping and robbing his 24-year-old algebra teacher after school. They were trying to find a motive. I'm thinking it had to have been a big moment for her to realize what had taken place, because again, the teacher stops talking about Tennessee, changes the subject, but Philip is stuck. Philip Chisholm is stuck in that rut right then and remains in that rut and doesn't get out of it. And how important is a motive to an investigation?
I think to the extent where I'm trying, and I'm speaking only on my behalf here, I can't speak to any colleagues or former colleagues and that sort of thing, or even the people I teach. For me, I liked to have an idea of motive because it would give me an opportunity to have another perspective on the scene and how I'm going to interpret that scene. And listen, the thing about it is motives are highly subjective, you know, because anybody, you know, we were talking about being triggered a moment ago. Well, you know, pick your poison here. What were you triggered by today that set you off to conduct this kind of violence or act this way? And it could vary from one day to the next. Is that the motive? Is it triggering a motive, or is it something that's really deeper? Could it have anything to do with maybe you've got a young man that just hates women? And that's certainly, you know, a potential. Maybe hates authority figures. Maybe it's something to do with race. Maybe it's something to do with coming from the South and he goes to the North and he holds some kind of animosity about that. You know, maybe they're the fact that he probably speaks with maybe a Southern accent and he shows up there. And I love my friends in Massachusetts. I love going to, and I could just sit back for hours and listen to them talk. One of my favorite colleagues that I work with is from, he's a former Boston police officer. And I'd give him $5 just to say stuff, you know, to read, because he's so fascinating to listen to. But you never know what's going to set anybody off. And that, Dave, is why that makes this all the more ominous, because you never know. You never know what's waiting for you around the next bend, even in a public restroom. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone so quickly. I was still wearing a winter coat when I should have been wearing shorts. When life goes so fast, you really have to stop. Take a minute to celebrate the day. Celebrate the wins. It's also time to reflect on things you would like to change. Do it. Make adjustments to your goals and life so you can reach the goals throughout the year. Therapy is a great place to start. Take stock in your progress and set achievable goals. Therapy helps in learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries. You can find yourself empowered to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suits your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, and you will be matched with a licensed therapist. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/bags today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bags. BetterHelp.com/bags.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
To say that the murder, Colleen Ritzer, to say that it's brutal is kind of an understatement. It's one thing for someone to be murdered in some obscure location that is kind of out of sight. It could even be a private home. I think one of the things that kind of sends a chill up your spine with this particular case is that anybody, and I mean anybody, could have walked in during the commission of these deeds.
Anybody did.
You're right. And boy, we're really, I think, Dave, very fortunate that we're not talking about a double homicide here.
Hey, one little thing to add to this, Joe. She lives at home with her mom and dad because she's also working on getting her master's degree. This is, and Colleen Ritzer, she was this kind of person who lit up a room. Most of the faculty and students who talked about it said they never saw her where she wasn't smiling.
Yeah, and she's got this beautiful, big, big smile. You know, she has that appearance, big, beautiful smile. And she just looked like somebody that would, you know, readily engage with you and chat with you.
Breaking down the timeline, Joe, 2:54 p.m. Colleen Ritzer is going to use the restroom, but the faculty restroom is busy. So she uses the student's restroom on the second floor. At 2:55, 1 minute later, Philip Chisholm, 14-year-old, wearing gloves and a red hoodie, pulled over his head, enters that same restroom. He follows her into the restroom. By the way, we have all this on video. So surveillance videos throughout the school help us with this timeline, and that's why we can tell you what he was wearing when he went in.
I got to say, before you go any further, these screen captures in this case are chilling. I know I keep using the word chilling. They are absolutely chilling, because I think that you and I, as you previously mentioned, Dave, can identify with this environment, this public mm-hmm. school environment. And when you see this going on and you know the story behind it, oh boy.
Yeah. So 2:54, she goes in the bathroom. 2:55, he's right behind her. At 3:06, in the middle of everything horrible you can imagine, a female student enters the bathroom, and on video, we don't know what she sees. We just know that she walks into the bathroom and immediately, quickly walks right back out. Later on, we find out she tells investigators that she saw the back of a person who appeared to be changing clothes. The person's rear area was exposed, and clothes were piled on the floor. A minute later, 3:07, Chisholm is seen leaving the restroom. 3:22. Now, Chisholm is walking back and forth. He's in and out of the room several times. He is seen coming back to the restroom with a recycling barrel. At 3:22, Chisholm leaves the restroom pulling the barrel. This time, he's got a black mask on his forehead. I want to point something out here. While we have video of all of these things, we only have video of Colleen Ritzer entering the bathroom. We do not have video of Colleen Ritzer leaving the bathroom.
Bad sign. Really bad sign. Yeah.
Chisholm is on video pulling the barrel outside. He pulls it towards the student parking lot. Investigators say there is what appears to be bloodstains near the bathroom in the video. They also say there are what appear to be bloodstains on Chisholm's pants in the video. 3:30 in the afternoon, a parent of a student sees Philip Chisholm running away from the school. The reason this comes up is because Philip Chisholm didn't go home after school, and his mom starts calling around looking for him. His mom ends up coming to the school, can't find him anywhere. She finally calls police at 6:34 to report Philip Chisholm is missing. He went to school this day. He didn't come home. In the meantime, Colleen Ritzer, her parents also were worried, and they come to the school. You know, her car's still in the parking lot. They're trying to retrace final footsteps, and they report her missing later on. Now, here's the kick, Joe. At 9:00 that night, the high school principal actually sends out a mass email to high school staff and parents. Hey, we've got a 14-year-old student who's missing. After that email comes out, everybody's, hey, wait a minute, we got a teacher missing too. So if you can imagine, in this very small community, Joe, you know there were a lot of rumors.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, fear begins to settle in, and you begin to think about, well, first off, teachers just don't vanish off the face of the planet, you know,
right.
Particularly when they're, you know, they're attached to the community like this. And one of the things that we look for in investigations has anybody that is part of the principal investigation deviated from any of their normal day-to-day activities? You know, like, is it within the realm of possibility that she would not make contact with her parents? Is it within the realm of possibility she would not go back to her apartment within their home? is it within the realm of possibility that she would leave her car at the school and not, you know, not attend? Would she just wander off?
By the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Us running the timeline, take all that away from what the everybody in the community knows. All they know, they don't know the timeline we just broke down. All they know is a 14-year-old student never made it home from school. And then later that evening, wait a minute, his math teacher didn't return home from school either. And then another math teacher who is friends with Colleen tells the principal, hey, Philip was in her classroom today. And they start putting all this together. And that, thankfully, they had the video. Thankfully, they have surveillance cameras, or we wouldn't know a lot of what we know.
Yeah, we would have no idea. And this is in the early days of kind of digital technology and digital sleuthing. And, you know, they were able to, the authorities were able to actually, you know, ping both of their phones. And what was fascinating about this is that with Colleen, they pinged her phone and the last known location was approximating, you know, the school. But for Chisholm, they had pinged his phone and it was last seen or last pinged in the vicinity of Hollywood Hits Theater, a movie theater, Dave, you know, several hours later.
Not even in Danvers. It was in a community that it wasn't like right down the street. This was in a different community, a little ways away.
And he had bolted, you know, to that location for whatever reason. I don't know. I mean, you know, you're talking about the brain of a 14-year-old.
Right.
I think probably one of the things that we have to return to here when you have a case like this and you have evidence of violence, certainly in this bathroom, you've got significant deposition of blood, you know, lying about in the bathroom. You know that that the individual that is eventually discovered and found, Chisholm, he's got bloodstains on him, you know, after all these hours. And one of the things that you're looking at here with a crime scene like this is something that we refer to, and let me break these down for us. We've got the primary crime scene. Most of the time in death investigation, we consider a primary crime scene as to where the body is actually located. Some people will deviate from that and they'll say where the action actually took place. But for me, everything is eccentric to the body. So if you have a location where the body is, that's where you're going to set up as your primary location or your primary crime scene. And then because you've got so much movement with this case, you've got a secondary crime scene, okay, which might yield a lot of evidence at that location, but you're not going to have the body, the corpus delicti at that moment in time. And then you'll have things like tertiary crime scenes. So if you've got, say, some kind of vessel or vehicle that has transported a body somewhere and it's found in another location, that would be a tertiary crime scene. People throwing clothing out of a car as they're going down the road, you know, those items left behind on the roadside are not the primary crime scene, but yet they're valuable, and that would be a tertiary crime scene. But in this case, Dave, something that's very ominous is that in one of the clips, you can see Chisholm pulling a garbage can as he's leaving the building, and he disappears into a wooded area. And later on, that's where Colleen is actually found.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Going back years and years, compared those years to where we are now in investigations, and I began to think about, wow, if I'd only had that technology way back then, if my colleagues that were in law enforcement that were all about trying to locate individuals, particularly suspects in crimes, if they had only had the technology we have today. In this particular case, Dave, we've got a phone that is pinging that belongs to Philip Chisholm. And what a big break in the case this was.
Well, they were able to, as you mentioned earlier, get it at this place called Hollywood Hits Theater, where they have his phone ping there and he bought a ticket. But they also say he didn't stay for the movie. He bought the ticket, but he left the theater. He was found. Now that was 11:30 or so. At 12:20, 12:30 in the morning, he's walking down the road and they are looking for him. There is now a 14-year-old missing. You know, they've got the bolo out, be on the lookout. And when they stop him, they find out that, hey, this is the 14-year-old we're looking for. Well, as they check him out, they find out he has a knife on him. But when they look in his backpack, that's when police realize they've got a problem here. Police find a blood-stained box cutter. When they ask him, hey, where did the blood come from? Allegedly, he said, the girl. Chisholm is also carrying Colleen Ritzer's driver's license and credit cards and has a pair of blue and green women's underwear. When he's asked, hey, where did you get this stuff? He said that he found the items at a gas station. That's what he said at first. Of course, they didn't believe him and they pushed harder. And that's when he later said that he took them, her driver's license, credit cards, and underwear from her car. And that's when they arrested him.
Still, Colleen Richer is missing. And Dave, it wasn't until, I don't know, I guess after daybreak the next morning where her body is actually found just off school grounds or immediately adjacent to school grounds.
Near where they saw him dragging that tub.
It's a big wheeled garbage can is actually what it is. It's the same thing that for those of us that live in urban areas, you know, you drag your garbage out to the curb and the, you know, the sanitation people come by and pick it up and you retrieve it. It looks just like that. It's the same thing. And certainly could accommodate a human remain very easily. And, you know, if you see somebody pulling this thing, listen, the first thing that you're going to think of is, gee, I wonder if he's got a dead body in there. It's not, you know, and the guy's just like walking down the sidewalk. And what's really interesting is one of the screenshots they've got of him pulling this garbage can is there's another individual walking in front of him that's completely unaware of what's going on at that moment in time. You see this young man pulling a garbage can, taking it out to this location. And, you know, videography played a key role in this all the way along. And maybe, and isn't it weird? This is all the way back all those years ago, Dave. And, you know, now, you know, we'll still have problems with videography, CCTV, where we can't make out detail. And man, I got to tell you, you can make out every single detail in this case relative to, you know, these kind of electronic breadcrumbs that are being left behind.
All I could think of was whoever set that up. Boy, oh boy, if I'm hiring security for my school, that's who I'm hiring, that company.
Yeah. And they, you know, and they were, in that sense, they were able to get a hold of this. And what a valuable piece of evidence to have if you're a prosecutor and you're moving forward with this. It's really hard to stare this down and deny that you were having physical contact with her. Because, you know, I go back to, you remember what I was saying about the crime scene? This is a very bloody affair, Dave, because as it turns out, this is,
when they found her body,
yeah,
they found her body right there in the brushes on school property, and her body had been covered with leaves.
Yes. Yeah.
And the video that you and I have already talked about, investigators find that, and that helps them put everything together. And I don't know how quickly they watched the video. I'm going to assume it was very early on.
Pretty doggone quickly, because they're looking for this teacher and they got this kid wandering around.
Yeah, he's got her ID, credit cards, and a bloody box cutter. This is not going to end well.
No, it's not. And in addition to that, he's got blood on his pants.
Oh, too, I forgot, Dave, about that. I forgot.
And so it's really hard to kind of separate these things out. And the fact that, you know, initial reports when they came out regarding this, it said that Colleen had her throat cut, but that's really soft pedaling this thing.
It's a lot more to that, right? How was her body positioned when they found her body under the leaves and everything else? How was she positioned? What did the police see when they found her?
Yeah, when they found her, she was in this very provocative positioning, so that, and they have framed this as saying she was sexually positioned, which in cases involving females like this, you've got they're posed so that their genitalia is readily visible. And, you know, having worked cases involving sexual predators, and I got to say, I think that this kid probably is. I don't know if this was just something that was burgeoning within him at this point in time, or if he'd had previous experiences, maybe exposure, maybe inappropriate touching, this sort of thing. And it escalated to this point because it was an opportunistic thing. And here's another piece to this. They found him with a box cutter, Dave. And I'm thinking, why do you have a box cutter with you at school? Why are you carrying this thing with you? Were you looking for an opportunity to assault someone? And you have this excuse. Remember, we were talking about the triggering thing where, you know, she had mentioned his former home state of Tennessee. And now he has an excuse to move forward with maybe this fantasy that he has. But I can tell you this, he had made an effort to conceal her body. And it's much more horrible, I think, that what he did with her, that gives me an indication that this is not maybe a one-off event. Because after after he had literally killed her in that bathroom, Dave, he stabbed her multiple times in the throat with a box cutter, which is not, it's not like being stabbed with a knife. It is kind of shallow, if you will, because, you know, box cutter only, you know, it's maybe an inch, inch and a half in depth, the blade itself. Very sharp point, sharp edge that dulls very quickly, but he cut her throat in addition to that. So that's going to take her out. But in the midst of this, there's a sexual assault going on inside of a women's stall in this bathroom that's open to the public. That child that walked in there, that's why I was saying she really dodged a bullet with this thing, because this guy was ripping this poor teacher to shreds in there. But it gets worse, because after he had transported her body out to this location, he actually left behind two significant pieces of evidence. And those bits of evidence, first off, he took a stick and assaulted her again in her postmortem state. So this is literally the abuse of a corpse at this point in time. So much so that he left this stick in place, that when the medical examiner went to examine her remains, they had to remove it at autopsy, just let that kind of seep into the groundwater there and begin to think about that. But also one other thing that he left behind that is real telltale here. He left a note that was immediately adjacent to her body. And the note was simply written out. It said, "I hate you all." Now, I don't know if we had, forensic psychologist on here with us or whatever. Maybe they could read a lot into that. I don't need a psychology degree, you know, to kind of assess this and begin to think. There's a lot of anger that's tied up in this, a lot of psychopathology that's tied into this. And poor Colleen happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe he had targeted her. Maybe for some reason he had decided that she was representative of everything that he hated about his life or whatever, because, you know, it's rote for people to say, well, sexual assault and rape are not a sexual event. It's a power event where you're in control. And he would have been in total control. This poor woman with this beautiful smile that wanted to help kids learn probably one of the most complex things that you can learn at this level in school. And she's taking time, and Dave, he ripped her to shreds.
Joe, there was something that was added to that. They said that he folded the note, folded in such a way that it wasn't just laying out there. I wonder about that. You know, what, if any, did that have? But they talked about the change of clothes that he had with him that day and this so-called triggering of this, talking about the state of Tennessee. Well, I'm thinking, if he had planned all this ahead of time, Joe, to have a change of clothes, when I was 14, I didn't have a change of clothes.
Lord, no.
I would never have done that. That wouldn't be part of my regular day.
I remember several occasions I forgot my dress out clothes, you know, that you have to have for PE or whatnot. You know, you're a 14-year-old boy. Boys do that. We're idiots at that age.
He was planning. He was planning,
and he's got the box cutter. I guess some people would say, in his defense, well, he's in a new environment. He felt threatened in this environment to the degree that you're going to bring a sharp instrument to school. And I can't imagine under any circumstances that this young teacher was threatening him. As a matter of fact, she was trying to help him. In the end, the conclusion that was arrived at was that he destroyed her life. And I would submit to you that he destroyed or damaged severely a lot of the lives of the people in that school moving forward. This is something that no one is ever going to forget that was at that school at that period of time. Anytime you drive by that school and you're a former student there or whatever the case might be, maybe you occupy a home that's immediately adjacent to that location. You look across the street and you think about what happened. It's forever scarred that community. But what eventually happens to him, please tell me that he's now behind bars.
He was convicted. He was tried as an adult. He was 14 when this happened, 17 when he was convicted, and he was sentenced 25 years for the murder, 40 years and one day for raping and robbing Colleen Ritzer. The sentence is to be served concurrently. he will not be eligible for parole until the 40 years has been served. So he'll be 54 before he has a chance to walk free.
You know, many people think, you know, you're 14 years old. How can you be held responsible as an adult for these actions that you took all those years ago? I think the question to that should be, how could you not hold him responsible for the destruction and the desecration of Colleen? I'm Joseph Scott Morgan, and this is Body Bags. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.